Hi, beauties. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whenever and wherever you are listening to this, I hope that you are doing incredibly well. So, first off, before I go into a bit about the new moon in Aquarius and the friendship inventory exercise, which I think is super powerful, and I will talk more about that in a second. I wanted to first not only wish you well, but also if you guys have been tuning in with me on the gram recently, you've probably been seeing me share a bit about my upcoming digital course, Manifested. I'm just going to say something for 3.5 seconds about this just because the pre-sale's about to sell out, and I'm only going to be offering the 50% off of the course as well as a free copy of my digital women's empowerment course until this coming Friday or until all of the pre-sales have sold, and there's only 50. First, thank you for your support. It means everything. So what is Manifested? So Manifested is my first love course ever. Something that I've talked about in some of my work before is that I don't really share advice on things until I feel like I have come to a deep experiential knowing of a solution. And for me, love and relationships were always so hard. I was so challenged by them and hurt by them. And dating in LA is pretty freaking intense, can be, but I manifested, chose the perfect place to exercise my self-love and really come to understand myself through the scope of dating and sexuality. And what I mention in the course description is that I feel like I did everything wrong. And by wrong, I mean, I just took the more painful, longer route because in essence, nothing is ever truly wrong. It's just how quickly do you want to get to the space of inner peace and completion around a life situation? Not problem, as Eckhart Tolle says. He says life situation. So, you know, for me, I knew that I wanted to teach about love and relationships as soon as possible, but I didn't reach the apex of a quote unquote solution or a place where I felt well versed. And I named the course for, you know, just perfectly Manifested, MAN-ifested, because I manifested my dream partner. And I call him my dream man, and he's now my dream into reality man. And in that course, I share with you everything that I've done and curated in my inner practice and inner work over the last decade to call in a truly magnificent and fulfilling relationship with my babe. I'm actually recording this and he's on his way here and I'm so excited. So anyhow, I just wanted to talk about the course for a moment. As I said, the pre-sale ends this Friday, but the course is going to launch on Valentine's Day. And I also want you babes to know, like, I didn't make this course about like how to get a man and what to say and what to do. I think that's all fucking bullshit. What I believe is that when you love yourself, accept and honor yourself in every way, and then you know how to navigate your power, that is how you call in your perfect person. And just a little tidbit from the course, if something is not working with someone that you're dating, hooking up with, or whatever, like, just know that it's most likely an energetic discrepancy, and that's the universe's way of protecting you trying to guide you in a different direction to perhaps something that is more fulfilling and satiating to your spirit and not just your ego. So hopefully that lands and makes sense. I will put a link once again for Manifested. If you actually clicked on this, I actually just decided I'm going to put the ad at the beginning. This is such an important course. And before I launched it, babes, I said a prayer because getting into the feeling of feeling fulfilled and connected to with a partner is just, my God, like, I feel like in a way it's what we're all seeking in this life. But we can all experience relationships, but like experiencing partnership, like that's a whole other level. And to me, that's the internal work and the internal positioning and fortification of our own inner acceptance, love, and power. And that's when you get to experience true partnership and something that feels more like a celebration versus something that's wrought with pain and challenge and suffering. Relationships have issues, of course, because there are spiritual evolution grounds. Like that's like where we're meant to grow, and they're not supposed to be perfect, but they are not supposed to make you endlessly suffer, and they're not supposed to be abusive. They're not supposed to be like where you're a martyr and you're taking care of someone at the expense of your own happiness and life purpose. So, and these are things I speak from experience. These are things that I finally learned what relationships were versus what a partnership actually is and can be. So anyhow, thank you for listening to my spiel about manifested. And I hope that you'll join me. Before I posted it, I said a prayer that, you know, all women who felt connected to this message, that they would find this course. So I hope that it speaks to you. And yeah, so that is one of my upcoming exciting offerings. There's so much more, but I'm just trying to not be Aries Gemini and launch everything on you guys at once. Okay, so new moon in Aquarius. All right, that's going to be tomorrow, February 4th, 2019 at 1:03 p.m. PST. Now, a new moon, as I talk to you babes about often, these are new beginning points. These are basically spaces where the energetic slate can be wiped clean. Think about the sky. The sky is void of the moon. It's void of the moon's light. It is a space where we can start fresh, start new. It's actually a time to rest and rejuvenate. The full moon is a space where we have more energy and it's more of a culmination point, but new moons can really be spaces just to chill and study and do your goddess activities and give to yourself. Now, speaking of goddess, I went ahead and pulled a card from the goddess tarot that I just got. And I actually pulled twice because I was like, wait a second, is there anyone else who wants to come through for this moon? But it was my absolute favorite. And she came through twice and it was Kuan Yin. So you can work with Kuan Yin's energy, especially in the exercise that I'm going to give to you guys, which is about doing this friendship and life vision inventory. Now, Kuan Yin is the energy of compassion. Now, what's powerful about tying her into this Aquarius lunation is that Aquarius is all about humanity. Aquarius rules the 11th house. The 11th house in astrology is about humanity, social circles, like technology, big groups of people, and most importantly, friendship. Now, I thought it was powerful that she would come forth and make the connection with this Aquarius lunation because having compassion towards humanity is a very Aquarian principle. Like Aquarius is all about like this kind of impersonal yet powerful connection to people at large and wanting to move the world in a more like proactive direction and something where all, you know, beings can thrive in their own way and honoring individual sovereignty, because Aquarius as a sign is very independent and very independently motivated. Now, even though they are this sign about humanity. And I personally think the reason they are that way is because when you are helping and you want to guide and move humanity in a massive direction, you can't get too emotionally involved with the individual stories and situations of every single being, all 7 billion people, because therefore you would not be able to really drive forward a massive enterprise because you would feel too emotionally emotionally weighed down by the details. And so to me, that is where Aquarius is very fascinating, because it brings in this tonality of compassion for a large group of people and for really moving humanity in a proactive, powerful, beautiful direction. But it has this kind of impersonal energy because it wants to get the job done. We are currently in the age of Aquarius. Don't quote me on the dates, because understanding when epochs change is like a huge thing. I remember from Kundalini yoga that we were in the Piscean age for, I think, 25,000 years, and that was considered like a dark age. And now we're moving towards the age of light and the age of enlightenment. And this is supposedly synonymous with the age of Aquarius. Now, the age of Aquarius has this energy of like sisterhood and brotherhood, and Aquarius ironically rules technology. It rules stuff like astrology and the digital sphere. And I've always thought of Aquarius ruling the energy of music, like how music is this aligning, bring together force, like Bob Marley and Brandon Boyd are two very famous Aquarian frontmans, and they're very, you know, prolific artists and very beautiful and impactful in their own unique way. And basically, with this Aquarius, this new epoch, with this age of Aquarius, what we find is that we're moving towards, back towards a center where humanity considers itself again. And what is so powerful about this shift is that we get to see like the connectivity of humanity through the energy and through the essence of digital media. So anyhow, that's just a little bit about Aquarius energy and then the energy shift. And I can't help but feel, because, you know, the start of this year, we have all these planets direct right now, and there's just a lot of very clear, clarifying energy after so many years of really deep, intense work, that this can really be a time where we start to think, how am I impacting others? Am I being kind? What's the energy in my life? Like, how am I regarding myself with regards to the people around me? Do the people around me make me want to be better? Do they encourage me to go towards my dreams? Another big thing about Aquarius is that Aquarius has to do with a vision. Like, Aquarius has a vision for humanity. And at the individual level, it's about us having a vision for our lives and how we can make a difference in our unique sphere. Now, in addition, just a couple astrology things, this new moon is very, very beautifully aspected. Something that I mentioned was that, you know, if this feels like a time to have a conversation, your emotional intuition, your instinct, and your ability to express yourself are much more on par and on the same page. So if after this inventory, you perhaps need to send a message, whether it's like, hey, I love you so much, thank you for being in my life, or I love you so deeply, I feel like we're moving in different directions, and like, I wish you well. Like, there's sort of like this even playing field between our ability to feel and intuit and then also express. And that's great. I feel like that's a very empowering and beautiful aspect to this moon. In addition, another positive aspect to the moon is a moon sextile Jupiter. Now, sextiles as aspects are very helpful. Like, it's like two planets kind of helping one another. It's very positive in astrology. Now, the moon is like our emotional center, our instinctual and intuitive energy, our feminine knowing and our feminine connection to self. And Jupiter is an expansion point, a learning. So consider this a time, like an emotionally expansive time, a time perhaps where you can feel joy, feel peace, or you can tap into a feeling that maybe has been dormant for a little while. Maybe this moves through the energy of your friendships. Maybe you get inspired on the direction or purpose that your life is taking. Perhaps you get inspired to learn more or to make a decision to like do something, like go on a trip or decide to study a new philosophy or a new spiritual teaching or a teacher or go back to yoga or whatever, something that betters you, betters humanity, betters the people around you. And also another great aspect, Moon Trine Ascendant, that this, it will be, I think, very easy for us to express kindness and warmth to the people around us. Now, anyhow, that's fun. I like to go into the aspects. I kind of abstractly talk about them when I'm discussing the report, but I thought it would be fun to point them out to you guys and give my interpretations. So in addition, so what's up with this friendship inventory? So the reason I thought about this is that, and this is a very simple exercise, but the reason I thought about this is because something I've been teaching with all of my women's empowerment students and all my coaching clients, I talk to them about the concept of like the five people who are closest to you, like that's your life. Like the five people who you let into your sphere, how much money they're making, how they feel about themselves, their attitude towards relationships, their energy in relationships, the way they take care of their health and body, they're all reflections of you. So what I want to say here is that first and foremost, I want you to get clear on what it is that you would like to share in the world. That is what I feel this new moon Aquarius is about. It's like aligning with our purpose and our vision. And, you know, if you're not sure what that is, ask yourself how you want to feel in your life. Do you want to feel connected? Do you want to feel seen? Do you want to feel loved? Do you want to feel like people understand you? Do you want to feel like you are helping others? Do you want to feel that you're inspiring and impacting other people? So I want you to get clear on how you want to feel in your life. And in that way, you will be contributing what you are here to do. Okay. And then in addition, and this kind of piggybacks off of what I'm saying, piggybacks off of my new moon in Capricorn exercise where I had you guys answer those prompts to figure out what you want to do and where you feel your energy is best serving you and serving others in your life. Now, in addition, when you have a vision and when you have something that you want to accomplish, what's so important is that the people around you, support you. Like I mentioned today in a post with my babe Gala darling, she posted something a while ago that said, do not hang out with people that take a shit on your dreams. So here's what I want to sort of sum all of this up within. I want you to first think about the five people closest to you, and I want you to think about the energy of what they bring to your life. I then want you to think about where you want to go in your life, like what you want to experience in your life. What are you moving towards? What do you want to feel? Where do you see yourself going and sort of like prime that energy of your vision? And then in addition, I want you to ask yourself, do the people around me align with the direction that I want to go? Like, do they feel enriching? Do they feel empowering? Do they feel like if I told them this vision or what I want, because it's very delicate when we talk about what we want in our lives, right? Very delicate. Would they say, yes, babe, fucking go for it? Or would they be like, oh, who can do that? That's hard. Or no, like, oh, so many people are doing that. I want you to just take that inventory and take this food for thought and check in with yourself on all of this, okay? Because this, you know, this exploration of friendship and for the people around you in your immediate circle, this really shows you where you're at and more importantly, where you could be going. Now, if you find that there's more negativity and people around you that don't feel enriching. As I said, there are some wonderful aspects here where you can be very clear in your communication. If you don't feel ready or you don't feel like it would be received, perhaps just consider gently and genuinely taking a step back from whoever or multiple people in your life that don't serve your energy and don't feel aligned with where you want to move. Now, I had someone ask me once when I was talking about this concept if, also you can just communicate with them less frequently. Okay. Someone had asked me once what to do when it's family, you know, when it's like family that, you know, you like maybe it's a family member that feels, you know, dissatisfying to your heart or just brings you down. Well, I know that can be tough, but you are a sovereign being. So create space. You do not have to entertain any energy in your life that you do not want to entertain. And if it's something like an ex-spouse or, you know, someone that you're very tied to through a child or something like that, just do your energetic due diligence, put a little golden light protection around yourself, send them love and blessings to their heart. I know that can be hard sometimes when people hurt us, but you just put up like a little energetic barrier. And then something that I do in those situations where things feel a little hopeless is I ask my angels for help. I ask my angels to heal the situation because sometimes we can't heal things in relationships, ego to ego, mind to mind, or even heart to ego, heart to mind, because some people are just not receptive. And so you can also call on Kuan Yin in these situations. You can ask her for guidance and to bless the situation. Ask for help from your spiritual counterparts, from the team around you. I just told you guys recently on Instagram that I've just started reading about the Akashic Records, Linda Howe's book on reading the Akashic Records. And I have to say, it's been so wonderful, very Aquarius theme as well, by the way. But it's been so wonderful to explore this theme of the Akashic Records, or sorry, not theme, just explore this energy of the Akashic Records, because, you know, it's really solidified my reminder that like there is so much guidance and love and help for us in the universe. We just have to remember to ask, and just by our words and our asking, that creates so much power. And it really allows, like, babes, the whole way that I manifested my boyfriend, I asked for him. I asked for guidance to get me there. I asked for the tools, and I asked for him. I prayed for him for a very long time. And then the universe showed me the way. My guide showed me the way. So anyhow, with the help, if there's like people around you that you feel more tied to, I always say, just ask for spiritual help, ask for energetic help, however you like to put it and look at it. Okay. And then, like I said, you can really tap into Kuan Yin with stuff like this. She can bring tenderness and peace and compassion to the situation and even soften the hardest of hearts. So, all right, my beauties, I really hope that this was helpful and this served you and you enjoyed the totality of this report. I hope that this exercise serves you, and I would love to hear about some of your explorations. You can message me, DM me on Instagram and tell me, you know, if you tried this exercise and if it helped you, or anything that you'd like to share with me around it, or if you have any questions. Okay. I love you guys so much. I hope to see you in the Manifested course, and I will be with you so soon. Love you. Bye.